63,000 or so students here in this province are back in class, but it isn't back to normal. James Carpenter started the Reinstate Indoor School Sports Facebook group several days ago, and it already has over 4,000 members and growing, and he joins us live by phone this morning. Good morning, Mr. Carpenter.
Good morning.
So why'd you start the Facebook page?
Basically, I've been a basketball coach now for about 10 years. So I saw the fact that everything came to a grinding halt back in March, and especially the graduating class of 2020 missed out on a lot with their provincial tournaments and whatnot. So I was getting quite concerned that this was going to be a prolonged situation again this fall and maybe lead into no basketball for my kids. And I realize there's other sports involved as well, but that's the main reason. I feel like there's going to be no school sports for my kids, and just as a concerned parent and a coach, I started the group. I was more or less at a loss as to how I could try to lobby provincial government to be able to make some movement here.
And James Carpenter, why does it not make sense to keep indoor sports off the agenda, in your opinion?
Well, my opinion is the fact that in the metro region, I know that volleyball and basketball have now come up with a plan to bring back safe sports in, the facilities that are available. And I know the schools aren't at the moment, but there are facilities, luckily enough, in the metro region that are allowing these sports to get started back up. And they have extensive plans with COVID in mind. So that's why I'm wondering, if the government can come up with something to allow this to also start up in schools again.
And how would you plan for, the extra demand for cleaning staff? How would you address that?
Well, that's what happened. So I called my local MHA. I live in Torbay. And I spoke to Kevin Parsons, and that was the first thing that he brought up. So I guess, that would be what we'd have to come up with, a way to work around the extra need for sanitation and whatnot, so that the various groups, as they switch over, are allowed to do that in a safe environment. But again, I think the school boards and the government could certainly come up with a plan to be able to do this safely.
But I mean, sports, so many of them deal with sweating and contact. Even though a lot of sports aren't necessarily contact sports, you still brush up against each other. I mean, do you have any worries about that?
Well, with the fact that we have next to no cases, and I don't think there's been any community transmission for quite some time, I'm personally not too worried about it. And, soccer has started back up, and I know that is outside where social distancing is easier to accomplish. But, again, when you're playing soccer, you're making contact with other players and so on and so forth, right? So I am, concerned, but if we did get some cases within the schools, which I hope never happens, we could certainly roll things back, right? And I don't think we really need to start playing games, but even if they could get back in the gym and just start, practicing again, it would be a huge benefit to the kids.
And so, James, you started this Reinstate Indoor School Sports Facebook group only a couple of days ago. Seems like there's a big reaction. What are you hearing from other parents?
Well, the biggest theme that I'm hearing is, we are lucky here in St. John's area to be able to have the facilities and to have the private clubs and pay-to-play, systems that are in place. But outside of Metro, there are none, right? The school is the facility that the kids use to be able to get back in the gym, and a lot of parents are just really upset that there's absolutely, no sports being offered in the communities.
And I don't have to ask you about the benefits of school sports. I'm sure many people can surmise what benefits come from it, but how can it actually be done safely?
Well, I think it would have to involve volunteers and parents, because, I can only speak to my own experience, but I've had a huge parent support group when any team that I've coached at the school level, and I think we can rise to whatever challenges there are to be able to do this safely. If it involves sanitation, using our own balls, whatever, I really think we could come up with a safe plan to do this. And again, if cases come around, then we'd have to roll it back.
Fair enough. James Carpenter, I thank you for joining us on the VOCM Morning Show to talk about your Facebook group.
Thank you.